guess who this is? I'm back. It's Deanne, live on RBN. And the second hour, sorry I missed the first, and thank you, John, for filling in for me.
I have a Gary from Tennessee calling in on the reference to the first program, and maybe I can help him out or so, but the other than that, you've got it.
Okay. Gary's calling in or called in?
He called in, but he's going to call back.
Oh, okay. All right. That's great. Yeah, a lot of things was gone. I went out to investigate this murder that's going on out here in Illinois, the case of Stacy Peterson. That's where I was. I was at the home. I talked to her brother. I talked to the neighbor. And I also talked to somebody what America's Most Wanted. And I'm going to be talking about that in the second hour. And my guest the first hour is going to be a gentleman that was in the area of the World Trade Center as a firefighter. And we're waiting for him to come on, kind of recapping some of the things that go on. Tell me what happened in the first hour, John.
Arthur did a very good job. He just covered the aspects of the benefit programs being, you know, 65 or 62 years without any increase. They had a two-and-a-half-year study in which all the people on the board of 13 people were really not positive people for the vets, and yet they still came up that they needed a 25% increase to start meeting the criteria of what the vets should have for benefits. But they're like almost like 770,000 claims delinquent. To make a claim, Arthur's saying it's 177 days on average from the start of the claim to maybe getting their first check. And of the first check, you, of all the people that claim, only 4% of the people get a check. Then Michael Davis came on, and he's of the Vietnam Veterans Limited. And he says it takes 2 years to handle a claim, and it's 5 to 8 years to handle an appeal. If they turn your claim down, you appeal it. It's 5 to 8 years to try to get a claim after that. And there's gentlemen getting paid bonuses for turning these things down. They're getting big money, and they have a QTC as an outside outsourcing of veterans care center, and they're getting fivefold the money to do the same job the veterans system does. When it gets said and done, all their management is QTC is part of this veterans program. It's just a, you know, covert money grab for, like, extortion is what it is. And they did a very good job. The firefighter, Mr. Gini, is not responding to his phone, so we probably don't have him for the second hour, so I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, well, we're going to see if we can call up my other guest, but I'm going to kind of go over what I had seen, and if you want to call in, listeners, I want your opinion of this matter. In Chicago area, in the town, actually, of Bolingbrook, about, I guess it's going on almost 3 weeks now, there has been a young woman missing by the name of Stacy Peterson. It's been in the local news here, and it's now international. There is a huge effort to find her. She was married to a sergeant of the police department of Bolingbrook, and she has a very strange situation going on because, again, I was talking to her brother, and the mother, her mother's still missing. Mother's been missing, John, going back a number of years. Nobody found her. I had read on, I think, Truth Radio, a letter that was written that was on America's Most Wanted in regards to the situation with her disappearance. And the thing is that the whole issue is that the whole case seems to be pretty much blotched. And we're going to talk about that when we return here. Let's see if my guest comes on. Be right back.
Thank you. Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
John, are you there?
Which John?
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
I hear you, John.
Okay.
Great.
We're going to do a broadcast now. I have a special guest here. I was very lucky to meet him. He was involved with the investigation of the missing person in Bolingbrook, Stacy Peterson. He's with America's Most Wanted, and this is going to be a first for a republic, and I'd like to bring him on. There is a lot of things going on with this case, is it not? in regards to the Peterson case. You want to tell the listeners about what you've done in regards to the investigation?
Well, this is a very important case for us. I mean, basically, here you have two families who really need justice. We need to find out what happened to 23-year-old Stacy Peterson, and we also need to find out what happened to Kathleen Savio, the third wife of Drew Peterson, because now you have the third wife of Drew Peterson's accidental death. It was considered accidental 3 years ago, but now an independent autopsy has shown that it's a homicide, and now you have Drew Peterson's fourth wife missing. So there are a lot of questions, and we are actively searching for Stacy. We're going to go up in the air tomorrow and see what we can see from above, see if we can spot any areas of interest for law enforcement to look at, because and also we're soliciting, of course, the public's help. We need to find Stacy.
So really extraordinary. You did a lot of work. I, in fact, went on the Internet and I found on your site a letter that was written by Catherine's in regards to her relationship with Drew Peterson and her fear for her life. And it was written to the state's attorney of Joliet. And it seems as though during my investigation, there was issues concerning that she was involved with him when she was 15. Is this true?
Well, that's one thing that we're looking into. Clearly, Kathy Savio made many cries for help, many pleas for help, pleas that clearly went unanswered. The question is, did they go unanswered because Drew was a police officer, or did they go unanswered for the reasons that many domestic abuse claims go unanswered, and that is that they're just simply never investigated thoroughly? So that these are some serious questions that we're looking into. There have been some internal investigations launched in these agencies, and clearly these are questions that we're looking at too, because Kathleen Savio, her voice was never heard, and luckily now in death her voice is being heard, but it's too late now.
Well, there is also a situation too, you know, that her mother was missing, and I talked to her brother at the at the house, you know, where the Petersons lived, and he stated that the mother has not been found to this day, and there's no investigation even of Stacy Peterson's mother being, you know, missing that length of time.
Well, it does appear. I mean, you know, a lot of adults go missing in the United States every year. I'm not going to fault law enforcement on that part, because I got to be honest, most adults that go missing don't want to be found, frankly. And, you know, there are indications Stacy's mother left the family and really didn't wish to be found. But you're right. She basically vanished 8 years ago. And that's something that Stacy had to deal with, you know, as a teenager.
Well, it was kind of weird because of the information I was compiling at the time said she disappeared around the same time that Kathleen was complaining about allegations of the 15-year-old having, you know, relations with the police sergeant at the police the department. And it seems the mother went to investigate that, and then that was around the time she vanished. And then, you know, it's clear that there was a number of things that were being either blotched or not looked into, and it's a huge problem because I know you know that, you know, most of these cases, if you don't look for these people within the first 24, 48 hours, it's, you know, the case goes cold, and it's very hard to determine, you know, or even, you know, attempt to locate them. So, and then it was an issue today at the interview you had with Fox Network. They were saying that there is a possibility of a gentleman that she knew that she was text messaging, and that gentleman had the possibility was being alleged that they may have threw the body over in some area by his home. Are you aware of this? Or
yes, that's a gentleman that will be called in front of the grand jury this week. We do know that state police were out there canvassing the area behind his home today. and canvassing the neighborhood to talk to people about anything that they could have seen. But you're right with your point that the first 24, 48 hours are invaluable in a missing persons investigation. And clearly, every day, every hour that passes without us finding Stacy, hope dwindles.
Now, has there been any investigation of whether or not Drew has another relationship with another woman or, a girlfriend or anything like that?
That is something that police are looking into, and we anticipate that whatever they find on that front, will be presented to the grand jury as well. This is still in the very early stages of investigation, even though it seems as if it's moving quickly. There's still quite a bit of investigation to be done.
Now, is there any concern of him running? I mean, there has not been any arrest made. There have been allegations that he might have been involved with the homicide of his first wife. And I felt that she wasn't drowned in a tub. I think he probably had, whoever had drowned her in the toilet and threw her body in the bathtub, and that's why there was no water. But, the whole issue is that, that is now confirmed as a homicide, so would they not put him in a situation of arrest or something?
Well, it's in front of a grand jury right now. Clearly, Drew Peterson is the main suspect. He's the focus of the investigation. And, clearly if he is indicted, he'll be arrested. And, and that is something, I don't think that law enforcement are too fearful that he's going to run at this point. They have their eyes on Drew. They're not taking their eyes off of Drew, and he's well aware of that too. So it doesn't appear that he's going to become a fugitive. I mean, he hasn't even been charged with anything yet, but were he to be, it's pretty unlikely that he'd be a fugitive.
Now, John, do you have any questions for John here?
I understand that Drew had like two children with four different wives. Is that correct?
He does have a number of children. He has six children that we know of. So two children
two children with three wives. Well, what the information I'm hearing is that the one wife was saying that she owed IRS taxes and different things that Drew would have owed also alongside of her, and yet he still has like a $200,000-$300,000 house and living with a couple of cars. And with that many children and that many wives, most people would be impoverished, and he's doing very well.
You're absolutely right. That's certainly one of the issues that is being looked into, some of these financial issues. There are so many issues, frankly, surrounding this case, and a lot of it is going to be fleshed out in front of the grand jury in the coming days and weeks.
And I think, your broadcast over the years have, you've been involved with major investigations, and you brought a lot of light into things, and thank God that you've been on the air to help people, through these cases and things. But, the thing that just amazes me, and we've had another case out here in Chicagoland area with the SOS Police Department special unit where there were police involved with the possibility of a homicide against another police officer that was involved with busting people that had drugs, taking the drugs, and also going in and robbing people on the south side of Chicago. And that group was disbanded by Chicago Mayor Richard Daley. But then, in the case of Drew Peterson out there in Bolingbrook, he was fired from the police department, and he launched his own investigation of the police department, and then he was rehired. And it seemed like there was something he had that was being held over his head, because it was very, very obvious that, he was doing things that should have been investigated. I mean, if he was involved with the girl when she was 15, that would be called statutory rape, which, allegations to anyone else's, private party would have been, arrested for. And then the missing persons of the mother, and then, allegations of, abuse to other women that was in his family. I mean, It's just really a bad measure for the police department. We'll be back after this break.
Okay, John's got a limited time also,
sure.
Dan.
And we'll be right back. And John, if you could give your information when we come back, thanks.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
And we're here on Republic Broadcast, and this is Deanne. John, we had a few minutes to talk to John here off of America's Most Wanted. And like I said, this case is really huge, and people don't realize how huge it is. First of all, as I said, this case goes back quite a bit, 8 years ago, when she was 15 years old. Reports that were in the press. This young lady was going with the police men at the time, and there was allegations by then wife Kathleen that they were having a relationship right out of the police department. And then in these allegations, there was statements being made that the mother of Stacy Peterson protested about it, and that was around the time she disappeared. And that's the thing that is not being talked about. And, you know, the missing person issue of, you know, Stacy's mother is still out there. So what do you feel about that?
Well, a couple things. Number one, John's comment that, you know, the mother missing is kind of, you know, passe, that's not really a big deal. I think he's missing the boat by long shot on that point. You know, this is the third wife we're talking about. The mother was making an indication about their...
That's the fourth wife.
The fourth wife, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's just, it's too many dots are touching the ball here. Also, as you were talking earlier, you were telling me that the police department really isn't investigating very hard. They were blocking the street off so you couldn't go see things. They were doing things that were adversely to make it ineffective to do a good investigation. Where you have gone to investigate yourself, you're finding out the police went there and did they dropped the ball more or less, and they really aren't looking for a body. They haven't got dogs out sniffing storage containers.
Well, they had dogs there. I saw some dogs. But the thing was that, like, you know, where they were going, see, and, you know, again, you have to think like a police officer. And most police officers can think like criminals because they are trying to catch criminals. So if you're in that mindset, and since I worked in the judicial system and I do a lot of investigation on my own, you think in the element of these people, you know, who they are, what they are, you feel them, and you know, and you go out. It's kind of like you become them. And the issue is, again, if you have a man that has done all these things, first of all, he has exhibited amount of sociopathic tendencies, and the sociopathic tendencies we're looking at, you know, could be the derivative of, you know, what is going on. And you wonder how he got past the police test, you know, the test to get him in the police department in the first place. What is your opinion of that?
Well, in my opinion, you know, the drugs coming into this country is big business for our government. It's not our local kids that are distributing it that are really the bad people. There's someone that's doing the bulk control of balkanizing this country through drugs and through, you know, they have, I can't think of the name of the senator from North Dakota or from Dakota there, the Franklin cover-up, where they have sex abuse and actually slave trade going right on in this country and in our government, and where they balkanize the congressmen and find dirt on everybody to make them part of the system so that everybody gets on board and they've all got something they can be threatened with. And even if they don't have something they can be threatened with, things are twisted around to where they make them do something, or they put something on them to down them and put them under and make the control the press so that they can't get away from it. And it's like they have this black badge put onto them and they can't get away from it. So they get them out of the way, and it may be a complete lie.
Well, the thing is, you know, when you look at cases like this, you know, like I was telling you earlier, before we came on the broadcast, you know, like you were saying just a minute ago, in fact, they're missing the boat because you're looking at a situation where you have a pattern of abuse through four different women. You have a pattern of a gentleman that seems to have a, you know, type A personality / a sociopathic personality on the police force. It seems as though that they tried to remove him for whatever purpose, and he was hired back. Why? And then once he got in there, you know, there's been allegations, all these things, and nobody did anything. So now they're launching an investigation on the heels of, after 3 years, his third wife had complained to the state's attorney and of anyone else she could get an ear to that she was being brutalized. And it was so bad to read this letter where he would humiliate her in front of her children, in front of this woman, this girl that was then 15 that he was going with. At one point, she was handcuffed. She was thrown to the ground, handcuffed outside her house with her face to the ground on the dirt. And he was in a SWAT outfit, and he, you know, was picking her up and saying, he said, take her to police, which he did. And he was off duty at the time. And her kids were watching, and Stacy was holding him. And then there were other allegations of such, and, you know, and then you kind of look at this, and, you know, so if he was doing that then, could it not be another pattern of the same thing? Maybe he's seeing somebody else and started perpetrating the same thing with this woman, Stacy.
Well, not only that, the original death of the other wife wasn't a death of the bathtub. And so it's a cover-up that's being covered up within the system.
Well, we're going to talk more about that when we come back on our show, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, we're back. And it's Deanne, Late Night with Deanne, and callers 800-313-9443. And, you know, again, you know, in this case, you know, they were talking about the fact that they did this second autopsy. The first autopsy, it seems they came up with the same or similar report of what happened. At the time of the autopsy, they had a coroner's request, and they had one of the police officers from the Bolingbrook area on the panel, who was a friend of Drew Peterson. And the 6-member panel had ruled that it was accidental. Now, the panel that they got this time and the people that they had gotten from another coroner's department from out of New York, they did an investigation for lacerations to the back of her head. There were darkened areas on her fingertips as though she was protecting herself, and on her palms as though she was protecting herself from someone hitting at her or something like that, which indicated to me that she put up a struggle before she ended up drowned. And it was, according to the autopsy report, she was drowned. But, you know, you were saying before the break, I had said that it was not from the bathtub. I think he put her head in the toilet and drowned her in the toilet and threw her body into the bathtub. That's what I think from, you know, what was being said. Because a neighbor came in from across the way, found her body in the bathtub. There was no water. No water, John, in the bathtub. It was dry.
But she was wet.
She was wet. She
and just
was
the head.
Right. I don't know if it was the head. They didn't say that, but it, to me, it just seems likely that he probably drowned her in the toilet.
Well, what gets me is, you know, here's a six-panel that supposedly is supposed to be the representatives of our area to, for truth and whatnot, and they produced a perfect lie, which we can mark. And so now we have complicity to a murder that are six people that are supposedly probably of our upper judicial system or policing system in that area. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. I'll repeat what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
We have six people that regulated that the suicide. A suicide, when it was a murder, you read it, and it was no question that it was a murder. And or a homicide investigation. And so we have six people that are the upper echelon of the policing agency or the judicial system that have been in power now for, what, 3-4 years and are upholding a murder.
Right. And it's just like right here. This is another article in Chicago Sun-Times about the second wife of Vicki Connolly saying that Peterson had struck her when they were married and told her he could kill her and make it look like it was an accident. And, you know, evidently the stuff we're reading here is the same stuff that somebody had information about going back 3 years. But then the investigative area of the policing departments, you know, did not feel significant in investigating it. And I found on the Internet, too, and knowing working in the judicial system myself, there's a high incident ratio with women that are married to law enforcement men. There's a high level of alcoholism amongst law enforcement men. They don't talk about these things. It's all hidden and covered up. And then, you know, this thing where people are getting into these jobs as being police officers and not being properly evaluated because, again, you know, this is sociopathic tendencies of, you know, somebody that has a pattern of abuse, a pattern of use of force within his position. He was removed and he was rehired because evidently he went out and started an investigation of the police department themselves. And he was investigating some people in regards to allegation of drugs and stuff being sold through the police department and stolen. And he was hired right back. So nobody ever did anything about it. I mean, the state's attorney, the attorney general, nobody looked into these allegations. And this isn't the only case of this. This is going on throughout the area. You know, if you go into looking at this SOS group that was working in Chicago, they basically came in the news about less than a month ago, spoke about these people of SOS, their special elite unit of police. They were involved with strong-arming people, stealing their possessions, restaurant owners, individuals. They would kidnap off the street and stuff. No rhyme or reason what they were doing that for. And then one day, one of the officers tried to kill another one because he was getting ready to rat him out. So that was the only time it got in the news. Thing was going on since 2002. And then when they found out it was going on, then they started doing, you know, an investigation, and then they closed it up. They got rid of them. But then again, what did they do to investigate the wrongdoings that was done from 2002 against all those families that were hurt by these police officers?
Well, who's the state attorney general, and where did he go since then?
Oh, you mean Lisa Madigan? She's still here. She's still here. But the whole issue is law enforcement. Is that they, as they told me, it's as they see fit. So again, now the way the circuit goes is you pay your taxes, okay? A grocery, cigarettes, a car, house, whatever it is. Your taxes go to these municipal governments, either the township, municipality, state, city, local government agencies, and it's distributed for them to provide you services. So one of the services they provide you is policing. So you're paying for all these people's salaries. That's why when, if you look at pleadings, when you go to court and they give you a ticket, it's usually the people versus blah, blah. That means that they're coming to court against you by the people that paid taxes. So if you have people out there that are abusing your tax dollar and misrepresenting themselves in law and causing people either to go to jail for crimes they haven't committed, investigating people that haven't done anything, tasering people, and causing people to get harmed and die from being tasered, going into places, shooting people and stuff. And I'm not saying all police are like that. It's not like that. It's just that you have some people in there that cannot handle power. So evidently the examination that they're doing in basic training in the police academy is not working, and they're not weeding out as many of these bad apples as they should. John, how do you feel about that?
Well,
and call us 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I would like to hear your response of what you feel about law enforcement in your town and area.
What we have in my state is we had Elliot Spitzer was our head of the state attorney general's office. He dropped the ball with 9/11. I mean, he was approached in front and everything else, and he covered up for everybody on 9/11, along with Giuliano, and they're both being promoted. I mean, he went to being the governor of the New York State now, even though he's dropped the ball on the mass murder of 9/11, an inside job. He coerced my case. I have a complete corruption of court and obstruction of justice where they've changed the minutes of court. They've perjured, Cornell University perjured themselves hugely, changed laboratory work, and he his office mocks me, and yet he got made governor.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have this elite system. If you cheat well enough, you get promoted.
No, it's kind of like that, but it's also called clout, you know. People using clout to cover up, and it goes from one level to the next, but it won't stop until we become accountable for it. What is your, what is your take of this? You got the state's attorneys, attorney generals looking in these cases. They don't see anything. They tell women to go out there and file lawsuits in regards to being abused and doesn't seem to work.
Well, they have things where they're like vulcanizing us, such as, say you have your 16 or 17-year-old daughter or something is going to go out and raise trouble, and you're trying to stop it. Say she's having an having an affair when she's that young. Yet they won't do anything as far as trying to stop that, as far as having an illegitimate child or so. They're not. They say that you can't spank your child anymore, and they'll enforce that and vulcanize you and put you down and destroy the family, but they won't do something that's like destroying the country or destroying the system itself to where it's supposed to be proactive to defend you and have security in the nation and security in your community. So it's myself. I see it as a part of the tools being used to help poison us and shut us down and vulcanize us and declare a police state. When there really is no need for it, they're making a orchestration of compartmentalization, just as they're hiring more police officers, and yet there's not more population. To make sure that the police officers are doing their job, they issue them a book of tickets that they have to fill once a month, and so now you have more tickets issued, and they say, oh, the crime rate is up. It's nothing to do with the crime rate. It's nothing to do with the cost of anything, because they're lying on the books as far as almost everything in the government's going on. An example is you have your situation of gasoline. your state bid in New York is like a little over $1 a gallon for fuel, and yet the tax is going to be up to pushing $3, and we don't get a receipt, so we can write that off with our income tax.
You don't get a receipt for anything anymore, hardly, you know, that you can write off of your income tax. And, again, we're being charged to death for all these services. Out here, they just passed a budget for 300-some-odd million dollars for the city of Chicago, saying that they needed to try to keep the budget alive there. And that's not inclusive of the transit authority and what's getting ready to happen with the state itself.
Now, $300 million was for Chicago?
$300 million just for Chicago.
Well, just think about it. They gave every year they give Pakistan $11 billion. Why do they do that?
Don't ask me. I don't know. $11 billion for what?
To Pakistan for being good guys.
Who gives it to them?
Our government. We give them a subsidy of $11 billion. I don't even think we give that to our own states.
But no, but then again, where do we get that money to send outside when you don't have the money inside to balance your budget?
Well, this is
what I'm talking about. That doesn't make, you know, what kind of rhyme or reason is that? You're going to give $11 billion out to another country and your country's starving to death. Or you have a situation that there was $1 trillion at one point given out by a governor here to Queen Elizabeth. And I was trying to figure out what the heck that was about. And it went in the news and disappeared, and it was like, you know, hey, guys, but she holds title to a lot of land here. But again, you know, if we're in these huge levels of deficits and we can't afford this and they got to cut back and increase everything you look at across the board, and they're talking about this weekend that they're going to go up on the rail system, the transportation on trains, because, again, they don't have any more money, and they have to go up on everything, you know?
Well, that's what they tell you, but I think it's a lie. They had money enough to build the infrastructure and get it going. They should just at least be able to maintain it.
Well, it looks like they can maintain it. And then, you know, and then you go back to, you know, the issue of what's going on with the policing agencies. You know, again, how can they justify the fact that you had a woman, okay, going all the way back when she was like 15 years old, going with a police officer? Statutory right. Illinois doesn't have a law, you know, in between. So anyway, you know, they put the law to whoever they want. So when they do that, that is an imbalance of the law, and you should have the right to sue if somebody's doing that. Because, I mean, if somebody over here is being treated differently than another person, that's a civil rights issue. I mean, how can you arrest certain people and don't arrest them? And then if you have people in law enforcement doing something illegal, the only people who investigate them are themselves.
I hate to put this wall up in your mind, but even in my little town of 9,000 people, the law enforcement and lawyers and all that, they have certain areas that they go and they drink and they associate, and they actually they do the law before you go to court. They already know what they're going to do from what they've done over the bar the night before. And all those people that drink and whatnot there are able to drive home with no ramifications whatsoever.
Yeah.
In my little town.
Well, that happens out here, too. It depends on where you go. Where you go, who you're clouded in with, you know, and stuff, it's all based on clout. And until we actually start looking into this and understand, that's why a long time ago Mayor Harold Washington ran for mayor in the city of Chicago, because the clout thing got so out of hand and the machine was so tough here that he was supposed to make a difference. And now he's gone, and the difference is not here anywhere. It's just a continuous abuse of the system. And it won't change until we change. We're the ones that are paying for it. When you, like I said, you go to court and you look at a court brief, and it says they are charging you with a crime based on we the people. Just think about it this way. If you go to court on a traffic ticket, you're suing yourself. You're suing yourself. The people are versing you. You're the people that are versing yourself. Had you ever thought about that?
Well, yeah, and it's like the other redundancy of court is that they don't enforce the law. It's like it's not. There's no justice in the court. And the lawyers will tell you that. Well, there's really no justice in the court. You know that, don't you?
Well, what's it there for? What you want to call justice and stuff. And like I said, to me, it's disturbing. You know, over the course of the years I've been out here, I've been talking to a lot of women that have been abused, the men that have been abused. I've talked to them. I tried to help them. There was a woman out here named Jason, who had a son named Jason Burnett. And he was living in Lyle, Illinois. And anyway, he was in the newspaper, in the Sun-Times and Tribune, because he was a ecstasy kid, they said. He died of ecstasy overdose. He drowned in his vomit, they claim. Well, actually, Jason Burnett was trying to work. He had a girl that was going to be his wife. You know, they had planned to get married. She was pregnant with his child, and he was very young, and police kept stopping him in these suburbs, kept on pulling him over, saying his windows were too tinted, this was going on, that was going on. So he got so depressed, he didn't want to come out of the house because he had been stopped so often. So then what happened later on, well, I'll tell you later about how he ended up dead. And we'll be back after this break.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back, and 800-313-9443. There's another article in the news that wasn't even really heavily publicized. These marches people are having in Washington. There's been a number of rallies going on all over the country. They had a packed march every day, I think, in the last couple of weeks that really didn't get a huge amount of emphasis, you know, in the press. But Jenna 6 issue, there was a huge protest march in Washington, D.C. And the marchers went and surrounded the Justice Department headquarters. And they were marching in regards to the issue of racial profiling. In New York, it was a young man that was 20-something years old, 22 or something like that, had mental illness, and he was in his home, and the police came in, shot him 22 times. 22 times they shot him, and he fell dead. And they said that his mother called because he had some issues. They knew about him having issues, and anyway, they shot him because they saw he had an object in his hand, which was a hairbrush. Then today, there was a gentleman in Texas. He was in a home next door, and he was saw and witnessed somebody breaking in the house next door to him, and he went across there, and he told 911. He said, look, you know, somebody's breaking in, and they said, well, we're coming. And he said, I want you to hear something. So you heard him cock his rifle. He went across the way, and these people came out of the house, and he pulled the rifle up and told them, stand where you stand, you know, stay where you stand. And anyway, they moved, and he shot them both dead, killed them right there on the spot. And that just happened. And the thing is, on that particular case, again, you know, people are getting sick of this. You know, they get robbed, stolen on, everything else you can think of. And you call up, you know, these 911 numbers and these different authorities, and people tell you they don't handle it, they can't come out and investigate. They show up 3-4 hours for an investigation of any type of thing, police department. They were doing that heavily out here in Chicago. And people just get frustrated. So now people are taking their law in their own hands. What do you think about this Texas situation, John?
Well, you know, I can't say I disagree with, you know, when you've had enough and you have smaller measures, you know, for instance, when they take away your abilities to pay for your health or your food of your family or your education of your family, someone's corrupting your family. It'll end up with your teeth being missing. It'll end up with your health being in an earlier death or sickness or whatever. And so now, if you went out and say, okay, you corrupted to where I couldn't collect, so my teeth are bad. I want, for a penalty, I want you to have your teeth knocked out. Well, they would look at you like, oh, you can't do that. But the truth of the matter is they did it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so where do you draw that line? It's like when MacArthur was beating those vets that were asking for their proper benefits after the war, and he went out and started whipping them. Someone should have taken him off that horse and kicked the daylights right out of him, and they should have stood their ground. And if they didn't, they should have brought arms against the Veterans Affairs Committee for not paying what their contract said. That's a form of contract. It's exactly a form of law.
Well, we're getting ready to go to break again. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back up.